let me know when we're up.
Okay. Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes this evening to the agenda?
No changes.
No changes, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the August 27, 2015 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes were approved before they were sent out. I've received no comments about any changes. If you so desire, you can approve them as circulated.
And just for the benefit of the commission, I reviewed them too, and they look fine to me.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of August 27, 2015 as circulated.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the August 27th, 2015 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Carried. All right then, on to old business. And we have several items of old business this evening. First one being conditional use number 2017 Eli and Victoria Zakaria.
Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, and I think there's some questions concerning this particular application, and I'd like to have hopefully the benefit of the full commission at our next meeting, and I'm inclined to defer at this point.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2017 Eli and Victoria Zakaria. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is a change of zone, number 1780 Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated.
And again, Mr. Chairman, this is in my district. I have spent some time reviewing the public hearing or the recording of it. I have not completed the review of the public record that was submitted to us, including that information that was submitted to some of the opposition. And again, we do not have a full commission, so I'd like to defer action on change of zone number 1780 for Lockwood Design.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1780, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 2025, Rudy South in care of T&C Properties, LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, this one we just heard at our most recent public commission meeting, and I'd like to have the benefit of the full commission to weigh in on that as well. So I move that we defer action on conditional use number 2025 Rudy Smith or Rudy South.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2025 Rudy South in care of TNC Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 20, I'm sorry, conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Smith worked with Mr. Robertson on a motion to approve, and I'm going to read that.
Wrong one. Which one?
Perez and Martin, conditional use number 2026.
I guess he was so tired of my deferring on.
I was.
He just wanted to have a motion besides the.
Besides a motion, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll surprise you later.
You might. I hope before the night's over.
I do too. I want people to think I'm earning my keep tonight. And once again, Mr. Chairman, I think this particular conditional use has raised some. Concern among the commission and requires further consideration as well as hopefully a full commission to render a motion on that. So once again, conditional use number 2026 for Terry L. Martin. My motion is for deferral.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2027, SLC Homestead LLC.
Now you're up, Mr. Ross.
Is it now?
It's now. I know you're red, but that's probably from the sunburn. Not embarrassing.
The golf or the surf fishing, one or the other. Okay, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2027 for SLC Homestead LLC for operation of a retail gun shop with gunsmithing based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a retail gun shop and gunsmithing business located on 6.61 acres out of the 14.04 acre tract of land. Two, the use will exist within existing structures on the premises and applicants intend to reside there while the business is underway. Three, the use is small in nature and is very nearly a home occupation. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. There are no residences that are close by to the proposed use. Five, the applicant has stated that there will not be a firing range located on the premise. Six, the applicant has stated that many of his customers include local law enforcement officers. As a result, the use has a public or semi-public character. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the applicant must comply with all federal and state licenses and regulations for the use. B, as stated by the applicant, there shall not be a firing range on the site. C, the hours of operation shall be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays, and no Sunday hours. D, as stated by the applicant, the use shall be operated within the structures that currently exist on the site, as shown in the preliminary site plan submitted with the application. E, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. F, security lights shall be installed. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or roadways. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
On 8B, it's stated by the applicant there should not be a firing range on the site. I thought he made reference to shooting personally. So should we say there should not be a public?
And I went back at Mr. Smith's question on that, and I mean, you could certainly say there should not be a public firing range, but I think that the testimony was more that even for his personal use, there wasn't going to be a firing range per se. It was just maybe the discharge of firearms, which to me is different than a firing range. So.
Okay. Then I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm good. Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2027 SLC Homestead LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1782, Robert Italian.
And Mr. Chairman, again, this falls under my vast number of motions for tonight, and I actually do have a motion on prepared for this one.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change in zone number 1782. For Robert Italian for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although the site has been approved for various conditional uses, those approvals are for limited purposes with conditions placed upon them. The applicant has not provided a clear reason to rezone the property to CR1 other than vague possibilities of expanding the existing business. Such expansions could be sought through the conditional use process. Two, the site is not appropriate for CR1 zoning and the many permitted uses that are allowed in that zoning district. Three, the rezoning is not compatible with the surrounding zoning, which is all AR1, subject to some limited conditional uses. The only commercial or business zoning in the area is on the north side of Route 9. Four, the traffic that could be generated from the potential permitted uses under the CR1 zoning is not compatible with existing traffic conditions on Route 9. Five, the commission recently recommended denial of a change in zone from AR1 to B1 for a nearby property. This recommendation of denial is consistent with the denial of that prior application. Six, there are residential properties to the rear of this site which are served by a private drive through this property. A rezoning to CR1 would be inconsistent with the adjacent homes and their only means of access. And seven, There is simply not a sufficient basis in the record for rezoning this property from AR1 to CR1.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1782 Robert Italian for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you are with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak